Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Running with the Buffaloes, a season inside with Mark Wetmore, Adam Goucher, and the University of Colorado men's cross-country team. By Chris Lear. Narrated by Adam Werner. Foreword. I got to know Chris Lear in 1996 on an 18-mile run through the Big Basin Redwood Forest. He had this crazy idea to follow a Division I cross-country team through their season. He wanted to write a book about the trials and triumphs the team would encounter. As we ran through the towering redwoods, we talked about how much fun and interesting it would be to actually do it. A year and a half went by before I heard from Chris again. This time, though, he was in Boulder preparing to do exactly what he had discussed with me while running through that redwood forest. He was in Boulder to document 3 months of our training, the University of Colorado cross-country team. Little did he know that within those 3 months, he would be documenting one of the most trying years in CU history. Chris was there through it all, every step of every run. He witnessed each moment of pain, distress, excitement, and happiness with every workout. Almost instantly, his presence among the team became natural. He fit in, and he became one of us. Looking back, I can see how Chris helped me through my last collegiate season. At the time, he was recovering from foot surgery and wasn't able to run with us. Instead, he would bike alongside us. Typically, at that point in my career at CU, I ran the majority of my workouts alone, and I looked at Chris as somewhat of a training partner. There were many times when he would ride along with me and help me maintain the pace I desired. He brought an element of competitiveness that kept me from settling and gave me the perfect edge of the intended workout. Some people would say that I was racing, and there were times that this was somewhat true, mainly on a 22-miler in 203 out at the Boulder Reservoir. But I was in the process of taking the next step, and Chris was there helping me. He became one of my closest friends, someone I could confide in, someone I respected tremendously, and someone I could hang out with. Through a season that commanded the courage of every CU runner, through the good times and definitely the bad, Chris was there every moment, living it with us. And he, too, was just as much a part of it as we were. Adam Goucher. The 1998 University of Colorado cross-country team. Adam Badliner, senior, Lakewood, Colorado, Green Mountain. Wetmore. Adam should be one of the best cross-country runners in the nation this year. He has as good a reason as anyone to win the national championship. He's definitely among the top 8 or 10 runners in the country, and the other 7 or 9 will be dreaming of a national title. He might as well also. 1997, 26th at the NCAA Cross-Country Championships. He ran a 7:58 for 3,000 meters indoors and finished 3rd in the steeplechase at the outdoor NCAAs. Wes Berkshire, junior, Aurora, Colorado, Smoky Hill. Wetmore. Wes is one of the hardest workers in our program. He could surprise some people and make our varsity team. 1997, redshirt, did not compete. Aaron Blondeau, sophomore, Salida, Colorado, Salida. Wetmore. Aaron had a good freshman year in cross and was disappointed with a left shin stress fracture during the outdoor season. He's been training full speed all summer, and I predict that he will be much improved. I expect him to be a top 25 runner at nationals this year. 1997, CU's top freshman, 101st at the NCAA cross-country championships. Zach Crandall, freshman, Fort Collins, Colorado, Rocky Mountain. Walk-on, seeks to make the roster. 1997, all-state performer in Colorado. Jason Drake, assistant coach, Gillette, Wyoming, Campbell County. First Wyoming prep to run under 420 in the 1600 meters. A 1994 CU graduate, he had a disappointing collegiate career until he made great strides under Wetmore in Wetmore's first 2 seasons with the Buffaloes. He is Wetmore's right-hand man. Matt Elmuccio, freshman, Westfield, New Jersey, Westfield. Wetmore. Matt has an outside shot of making our varsity this season.